This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. There is an air quality alert until 1 o'clock today. Governor Mark Gordon, Representative Liz Cheney, Senators Cynthia Lummis and John Barrasso will be in Gillette to commemorate the life of former Wyoming Senator Mike Enzi. The public memorial service is scheduled for 1 o'clock on Friday at the Pronghorn Center. President Biden is considering attending the service as the two served together in the Senate for more than a decade. The president's attendance has yet to be confirmed. Campbell County Courthouse and other court facilities will close at noon on Friday in honor of former Senator Enzi. Circuit Court will be open. The Rockpile Museum, Campbell County Public Health, and the Campbell County Public Library will close at noon. The Rec Center will be closed from 1 to 4. The Kids Camp program will still be going on. Children's Developmental Services, the airport, landfill, and the Sheriff's Office will all be open. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. There's an air quality alert until 1 o'clock today. And for the first time in nearly 6 years, Powder River Basin producers are reporting increased production, lower costs, and that their mines are profitable. A 6% increase in production for the basin's 12 Campbell County mines may not seem like much, but as the state economy continues to recover from the pandemic, it's welcome news after the over 22% decline reported for thermal coal last year. News good enough to perhaps allow some idle mines to reopen. Leading the way, Peabody Energy and Arch Natural Resources are in some instances rehiring. The man who was accused of stealing catalytic converters must pay over $41,000 in restitution as part of a plea agreement. Jeremy R. Buxton received a suspended sentence for two counts of burglary and has been ordered to pay restitution for all of the crimes he'd been charged with. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.